came home from work the other day. I was tired. I just wanted to sit back in my big chair and play a little Xbox. You know, relax a little. Then my wife comes in. She starts telling me I play too much Xbox. I said, what the fuck do you mean? This is just how I relax. Can I just play a little Xbox? Then she says, I saw on Oprah today that guys that play video games don't love their wife. I'm like, motherfucking bitch, fuck Oprah. I don't give a fuck. I just want to play my video game. I don't give a fuck about Oprah. Oprah ain't got no man. You better worry about your motherfucking self. I just want to kill some motherfuckers on Xbox. She says, you seem like you have an anger problem. Maybe you need some help. I'm like, bitch, call the police now. You want to be institutionalized? You come out brainwashed, bloodshot eyes. You won't have anything to say. They'll brainwash you. GC, they wait. I'm not crazy. Institution. You're the one that's crazy. Institution. You drive me crazy. Institution. You put me in an institution. Said it was your solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself. The other day I go on the internet. I'm just trying to check my email. So I put in my password, it says I have an invalid password. I know my fucking password, so then it says go to customer service. So I get on customer service, I start talking to this dude. This motherfucker sound like he's from India or some shit. He says to me, what's your first dog's name? I don't know what my fucking first dog's name was. What the fuck's the matter with you? I just want my password. Give me my fucking password. So then he ends up giving me my password, and he says, your password has been sent to your email address. I'm like, I can't get in my email address. What about can't get in my email address? Do you not understand, motherfucker? He says, oh my God, it seems like you have an anger problem. You should have that checked out. Ah! I'm not crazy. Institution. You're the one that's crazy. Institution. You drive me crazy. Institution. You put me in an institution. Said it was your solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself. The other day I'm just sitting alone on lunch break at my job, trying to eat a ham sandwich. Got a little potato chips in the side, a little Kool-Aid. This motherfucker walks up to me and says, are you gonna eat that? Like, yeah, I'm gonna eat that. What do you fucking think I'm gonna do? Shove it up your ass? Do you understand that that pork could kill you? Look, motherfucker, pork is not gonna kill me unless they figure a way to shoot it out of a fucking gun. But I might kill you if you keep fucking with me. He says, hey, calm down. I'm a vegan. Fuck a vegan. I could give a fuck if you eat sawdust, motherfucker. Just step away from my fucking sandwich. He says, do you realize how much sugar is in that Kool-Aid? I said, do you realize how much blood is in the human body? Do you want to see it, motherfucker? He said, oh my God, you need therapy. You have an anger problem. Ah! I'm not crazy. Institution. You're the one that's crazy. Institution. You drive me crazy. Institution. You put me in an institution. Said it was your solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself. Suicidal.
What the fuck is up, everybody? You guys already know what time it is. It is Monday night. It is 10 o'clock on the East Coast, of course, where the motherfucking bastard is from. It is time to get loud. It's time to get crazy. It's time for the motherfucking asylum. So what the fuck's up, everybody? And, Sid, you sure you know who I am by now if you didn't get enough of a giveaway yet. And, of course, with me, as always, is my co-host. What the fuck's up?
Your attitude, me stabbing you tonight, I don't know.
Like that's any fucking different anyway.
Well, I mean, you expect
now,
something different from me?
Now, I did do something a little different this week with this tournament, and a couple of you caught on, but I'm not taking the whole list and adding people in tonight. We're going to try something a little different here, see if y'all can get some work here. There is the link. The tournament is open. So all you got to do is just show up and join the damn thing.
That means quit being brain dead, follow the link, that's not only in the chat now, but was in the radio scene, and get your asses in the tournament so I can beat your ass.
Of course, as you know, the winner tonight will get that Payne title shot against Paige. And, you know, speaking of people here and all that, as always, the fuck's up?
Hey, fuckers, this here joint I'm about to roll, what's up with you, huh? And don't tell people, don't lie to these fuckers. You are too crazy. Okay, yes, people, I am crazy.
Caden. Caden, of course, the first person to be in the tournament tonight.
Sibley wants an invite to the company.
Yeah, man. Come on, Sibley. We can beat you here for some money, too. Or, yeah, well, Sibley does kick my ass. I have nothing to say.
Hey, Sibley, I got much respect for Sibley. Sibley can take care of business.
Yeah, man. Sibley's rough, man. I mean, okay, Kelly, I understand you're my daughter, and I love you and everything, and you are a great competitor in the ring, and yes, you beat the shit out of her, too, but holy fuck does she take it to you. You have to admit, kiddo, one of the best feuds you've ever had.
That is on the way there. And, you know, speaking of Sibley and people around, Tank, who the fuck do I even have here tonight?
Who the fuck do we fucking have here tonight? Well, people, welcome to the asylum. And as you know, it is hosted by Uncle Morty and Paige. Don't call her Paigery Poo. You will get stabbed.
Straight jackets are on the left. Meds are on the right. Leave my goddamn knives behind me the fuck alone or you will get hurt.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you leave the tank alone or else I'm going to fuck you up. Anyways, in our chat, we have Angel Malice. How you doing, sweetie girl? Caden, what's up, motherfucker? Sibeli Ophis, Diamond Diva, guest number one, you're no fun. My son, Jonathan the Grappler Taylor, Judgment, how you doing, Crossword Without a Clue? My soon-to-be daughter-in-law, Leia Dreamwolf, how you doing, Lord? I'm a douche canoe, and I love my hair gel more than anything else. We also have one of the hosts from PWR's Slam, Sadistic Sean Hubbard. And I don't know why he calls himself sadistic, because I'm more sick than he is. We also have Shelly Kins. How you doing, pretty girl? Terrell, the motherfucking Truth Johnson, Legacy Up, the legendary King Outlaw, you sick son of a bitch. We also have the Razor and Big Bowden. And looks like we have another guest. You get nothing.
Wait.
What?
Pinky, you did it wrong.
What did I do now?
I see bitch boy number one, bitch boy number three.
Okay, but bitch boy number one, two, and three, what are their names? I can't call them bitch boy number one, two, and three if I don't know who I'm calling bitch boy number one, two, and three.
Well, Lord, I'm a douche canoe.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call him
that's bitch boy.
Hey,
that's
man.
Bitch boy number one.
He signs my checks. He signs my checks.
I don't care if he signs my checks.
He
has keys to my tank. He's Outlaw's bitch boy.
And welcome to Sacrifice, Sibley.
Oh. Then you have... I don't even want to say his fucking name, asshole of the year. Mordred, he's got you beat out right now. I'm sorry to say it. And so I'm not going to say his name. And then you have... I'm under Realm's desk being a crybaby bitch because I can't face Jerrica because she kicks my ass every fucking time, Mr. Razor.
You heard it, folks.
Well, I'm still kind of curious here, this whole thing. Who says I'm trying to be an asshole? I'm a bastard, goddammit. Get it fucking right.
You know, hey, man, bastards are the biggest assholes going.
Mordrin, you don't have to try to be an asshole. It comes naturally to you. Now, need I remind you, piss me off again, and I know plenty of people with a pig farm, and you will not be found.
I own two of them, and...
Truth, come add some love to the situation, man. Love to hear you go off right about now.
What's up, Truth?
Yeah, you're much loved.
I agree, Caden.
I'm
now,
not saying that.
Now, Jer, isn't the last time you said that you wound up counting the lights?
Maybe. That time.
One, two, three, four.
I mean, you did help Amadeus out to make sure they were all still lit up and there was none of them burned out yet.
Yeah, you're a funny asshole. But the sun does shine on a dog's ass once in a while. Prick.
This is so true.
Yeah, you do occasionally win.
So do you.
But
whenever the fuck.
As people know, that is going on. Of course, this upcoming weekend will be the huge match, big kickoff event, first ever for Sacrifice, first edition of Weekend Warriors.
Okay. I called Mordred a fucking dog.
He is, though. Most men are.
All men are.
Some.
All.
Well, mine has dog in his name, so, yeah. But, yeah. Never mind. Where the fuck is my lighter? There it is.
I don't know. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's better.
Oh. But as I mentioned, couple of big surprises with this show. A, we'll be gearing up towards our next pay-per-view. Of course, as I mentioned last week, Sacrifest will be coming live in October from the Staples Center. We're going to take over the whole motherfucking place. Uh-oh, Caden's already starting here.
Always does. I ignore him.
And I got someone else here to bring on. I'm going to bring them on just so they can hear part of this announcement. What the fuck's up?
Hi, Uncle Mordred.
How you doing, Kelly?
Hey, Kelly.
I'm doing all right, even though I see Lord Armadillo hole in the audience.
That's a new one.
Now, as I was saying here, at Sacrifice, I did announce last week there will be a traditional Four Corners match for the world title. Of course, the current world champion, Big Daddy Lav, and I do say current for a reason, which I will get back to in a moment. I did announce the first person that will be joining him in that match will be Cassie Joe. On this upcoming Weekend Warriors, I will be pulling 6 people from the roster, some old, some new, and they are going to start off in a traditional elimination tournament. Every week, the winners advance. So there's one left. That person will be taking the next corner in that event. So you have a huge chance to get in there. Then this will be the main event of the show. Now, I did say current champion, because I am going to send our congratulations right now to Terrell the Truth. He did win the ladder match. He has a blank contract for any title on the roster that he chooses at whim. He's got one blank shot. So that could change. Whoever the world champion is will be filling that one corner. That is an automatic. So I know we got a couple people. I know, Kelly, you came on for a reason. What's going on?
Yeah, what's shaking, Kels?
Well, I happen to be in a First Blood match with Aggie, in case y'all didn't hear the happy hours on Saturday night. So Lord Amadeus wants to get his panties in a wad, all because I'm standing up to him.
Okay, then there ain't no one that's handed nothing in Sacrifice.
But seed of my child of my loins, you are crossing the boss. Okay?
Who gives a fuck? If we're not gonna challenge the boss, then what the fuck fun is it? Okay, challenge the boss. Don't cross the boss, cause remember what happened to me the one time I got across the boss. I got my ass fired for a month.
Hey, Tanky.
Right now,
a month. Tanky.
Mom?
Tanky.
Mama.
She's taking after her Aunt Jerrica.
Mama, listen up. Please.
Okay.
I know he's my boss in RAWF, but I happen to be a wolf, too.
I know.
And I'm going to be some happy little pup that sits and behaves, gets petted every time I behave.
Okay, it's not my fault you're a wolf, okay?
Over. I'm not going to get fucked over.
Yes, but you're
whether
also,
it's the boss
okay.
or not.
Okay, but on my side, you are also half witch and half angel. Now, okay, I understand your
there
halo
is the
a
link
little
again,
red,
people.
But Jesus. Tanky, Tanky, tanky.
Yeah. What?
I'm corrupting your daughter. She's,
you know what?
More and more and more like her Aunt Jerrica, and that's just fine.
It's coming up more and more like me.
I'm going to teach her how to use sharp objects, and we're both going to go after Sasha in L.A.
I'm trained, too. You know, I've been trained. Come on, man. You and I have been at the throwing range a few times. I'm fucking good. I don't care if you split my knife in half that one time, but still, I'm still pretty fucking good, Jerrica. Come on now.
Hey, Mom.
Child.
When someone tries to get your opponent to use a circular saw to try and end you...
As a frisbee, yes, I understand.
Really?
Then...
Somebody better put me in a goddamn straitjacket.
What the fuck's up? Welcome to the asylum.
Good evening, everyone.
Shut the fuck up.
You're being brave tonight, Paige. You're sure
what the
talking
fuck's
a
up?
Big game. Hello, Mordrin. How are you?
I'm doing fucking fantastic, as always. It's always a good day to be a bastard.
How are you, you sick son of a bitch?
You know, I couldn't help but listen to you three. Mm-hmm. I couldn't help but listen to you three bicker about who's going to do what and not do a thing about it.
My daughter's been doing a lot about it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay,
what the fuck
would
you know?
One at a time, please.
How the fuck would you know?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, we heard you first time.
So get your balls out of Sasha's purse. And see if you can try something.
She is so much like her Aunt Jerrica.
I fucking love you. Come on, man. She sounds like me, too. God.
Your taunting means nothing to me right now. It is useless banter, much like I just heard.
I do have someone else to bring on here with us as well.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
What the fuck's up?
Hey.
Hello. Who that?
What's up?
Who there?
Welcome inside. What the fuck's up? Huh?
Nikki. Somebody was asking who's there. I said Nikki. That's
Nikki,
up.
No Nikki. Banana fan of Bobby.
What the fuck's up with you?
Stuff-a-fa.
What?
Welcome to
God.
The asylum. I don't even know who you are. Who is your
wrestler?
Who is what?
Who's your wrestler? Are you aware where you have called?
Uh-oh. I just saw it on Blog Talk Radio. I thought it was cool.
It's
you're more than welcome. Yeah, this is a wrestling-based show. You're more than welcome to definitely be here. I always love having new people on the air.
Damn right, man.
You might get a little lost, but hey. And speaking of people to bring on the air here, I got someone else already in queue. We're fucking jumping tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck's up?
Thunder Buddy!
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm a star. Yeah, just come and talk to me. I'm a coward.
Gotta come and rock me on my tail.
Amadeus, what the fuck's up, brother?
They all talk about me. None of them can do anything about me.
Whoa. Hey, how's it going, guys? What's up?
Oh, not much, Amadeus.
Hey,
also, welcome to the show, Alec, and of course, welcome, Missy. How you doing, baby?
Yes, thank you. I didn't look to see that they were there. I'm sorry.
I heard my name's been mentioned.
A few times.
I heard you guys. Really? What did I?
Shut the fuck up, Lord. I'm a douchebag.
Oh, hi, Paige. How you doing? Nice to see you.
Hey, Lord, I'm a douche.
You look.
By the way, members,
do something with your hair.
You want to get
there
stabbed?
Again? Is the link for the tournament tonight?
Get your arses in there.
Now we got a whole bunch of people coming up tonight. Of course, as we all know, tonight is the night. Lord Amadeus versus Jericho Page, live on the air.
Oh, really? I have a match.
Go, Auntie.
Wait. I didn't know I had a match. Cool. Wait. Why against Jericho? I don't understand, though. Is this a title
from
match?
From last week. The challenge laid out last week on Asylum.
I don't recall making any challenge.
Yeah,
did
you
did. Challenge me?
No, you challenged me.
God.
And I got some more, even more people to bring on here. We are going live tonight, people. Holy shit.
Fuck! And then,
get the
what the fuck's
call.
Up?
Yes, we should.
You are live on the Asylum. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
What the fuck's up? Who we got?
Who that? Who there?
Welcome to the chat, Jonathan Ryle. All
right, I will keep moving on here.
Jesus,
I'm
do we have enough fucking...
people as quickly as I can. What the fuck's up? Welcome to the fucking Asylum. I know to talk. Come on now.
Half these people, I don't even know who the fuck they are. What the fuck ever.
Hey, don't steal my line, Jerica.
Look here.
I will bring on the next one as well.
Look here, little girl.
What the fuck's up?
Nothing. What's going on?
Who that?
Not much. Who we got?
This is Vegas.
Vegas?
Todd.
Todd Vegas. What the fuck's up?
I thought you were Todd Ace Wright or something.
I am.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Wait. Why did we put Sean in a straight jacket?
Because he wanted to. Hey, man, it keeps him in trouble. It's not good.
You put him in judgy straight jacket.
Well, Judgy has quite a few left here. Can you
but
not?
There's like six of them here. Can you,
you
not
are...
see the rainbow colors?
Well, in Sean's defense, he's pretty fucking queer too, so it's all good.
Another kitty wearing a rainbow ain't gonna matter.
Okay,
Judgy
kills
him for this.
Fucking
not
Christ.
My fault. Rhino Corning, I'm about to
oh my god, who's beating the fucking
off.
Shit out of their keyboard right now?
Kid!
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Oh, my fucking God. And we got a lot of bitches on tonight. Seriously, we need more men to even this out. I mean, we got Vegas. We got Paige. There's a lot of bitches on here right now.
I know I'm a bitch. Thank you very much. Speaking of
Vegas. No, you didn't just call me a bitch.
I think I just did.
Oh,
I mean, the sense of estrogen is just rolling right off you.
Hold on a second. I'm going to call you a bitch. Hold on a second. Vegas, I'm going to call you a bitch because you're wearing a Vegas Casino wrestling shirt. Okay?
Oh, well.
You were never part of Vegas Casino.
Oh, I live in Vegas. I'm the only one that can take that shirt.
Honey,
geez.
That is the very first company I was ever in with Nacho.
Oh, my God.
King
you are
Nacho.
A fucking walking case
and
of herpes.
You know what? I say you can't wear that shirt.
Well, guess what? Try and take it off me.
Nobody wants to see
next
that.
Match I'm in with you. Next match I'm in with you, I win, you take the shirt off.
I already beat you twice today, so what the fuck?
Jesus. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God, is he ever fucking
so where's,
loud?
Where's this new kid? Where's the new person that called in?
Who, Nikki? I think
Nikki went bye-bye?
No, I think, Nikki, you're still there, aren't you?
No, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Oh,
I thought you were still there.
Nikki, are you a kid, adult? How old are you?
About to be 21.
About to be 21. There we go. There we go.
You're old enough.
You any interest in wrestling at all? Either WWE, WCW, the indie circuit?
I mean, my dad watches UFC.
All right, that's a start.
That's a start.
You a Lesnar fan, or you like some of the lower class guys? You know, like what the hell? The hell's the guy that does the girl ass?
All right, Minnie, you got a question?
I was a fan of. I don't know if you'll will agree, but I did like because you know I really liked the deaf community a lot, and I really liked Matt the Hammer Hamilton.
Cool.
If y'all ever seen him, yeah.
That's cool. Now, I'm just not being a dick here.
Oh, my God, you're not being a dick?
I know,
what?
I know, right? I'm just going to try to be so nice. Are you a guy or a girl? Because you are seriously sounding like a girl.
That's a chick.
That's a chick. Her name's
chick.
Nikki.
I'm just making sure it's not Nikki with a N-I-C-K-Y.
Hayden, oh, Lordy.
Hayden, do me a favor.
Hey, man, I don't
Nikki
think
six
that,
is KK.
I don't think that most guys go by Nikki. I think they go by Nick.
Hello, Nikki
really?
Six.
Really?
Nikki
you
six?
Think so? Come on now.
I
would get you wrong right now.
Nikki Six is not gay, so shut the fuck up. Nikki Six is all kinds of
fun. You know who it really is? You know who it really is?
It's not your mom, I know that.
No, it was Mordred. It's Mordred's mom. Mordred's mom.
Oh, my God. Oh, we should all have moms.
Damn. Speaking of people to bring on, I have yet another person here in queue tonight. So we are going to be getting to these matches, people. Don't think y'all are getting off the hook here tonight, goddammit.
Shut the fuck up, Morgan.
What the fuck's up?
Who the fuck is that?
Fuck, are you assholes a bunch of fucking pansies tonight with
oh,
all this
God.
Fucking nice.
Blah, blah.
Are
blah,
you
end
fucking
the
kidding me?
Brown,
Hayden being nice. Jesus, L.A. being nice. Mordred, well, you're just a cocksucker, so it doesn't matter. But
no,
really,
no,
guys,
no, no,
come
no. Why
on.
Why do you have to project yourself onto Mordred? We all know you're the cocksucker. We all know you like being under the goddamn desk sucking some fucking cock. So do us all a fucking favor and go find a cock
Wait,
to shot, suck and shut the fuck up.
So you get divorced from B-Man and finally you get a set of balls? Really?
I've had
you
a bigger set of
knife?
Balls than you'll ever fucking have.
Well, you've had everybody's balls in your mouth. Come on, Paige. Really? Come on. Come on, cutie.
Hey, Brown.
Yes, dear.
Go find a bridge. Jump off of it.
Well, you know, Minnie, you know the line to get in here.
Better yet, do us all a favor.
Morgan.
Stick your head between your legs and jump, and maybe the fuck you'll disappear. Because we all know your head's up your ass anyway.
She just told you to hoop your forehead, Matt. What are you going to say about
you
that?
You know, Minnie Fee has said she might call in to ask a question, since, you know, my normal person that reads off all this shit ain't done their job, you can either hit that nice blue S button up at the very top of the screen for Skype, Or if you want to use your anytime minutes, it's 646-478-0073.
And yes, that S does stand for Skype, not Superman, for all you little fucking keyboard heroes out there. You know, people like Rome that, you know,
keyboards. Stop beating the fucking piss out of it.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Typing, mute yourself. It's Rome. We all know it is.
Rome, you prick mouth, mute yourself.
I'm on a frickin' food, twat bag. Come on.
Rome,
why don't you just shut the fuck up before someone has your balls in a fight again?
Oh, come on. Rome, it's obvious that nobody likes you. One at a time, fuckheads.
And I want to tear them off, and I want you to put them on a shelf in Kelly's pub right next to Tad's.
Well, then set up a skip match, get off your lazy ass, and make the match page. Instead of being all talkity talk, yakity yak.
You're not worth my time.
Then stop saying my name every second word.
You're not worth my time. Go away.
All right, folks.
What would you like, sir?
Last call on the tournament. There is the link again in case you have missed it.
Let's get this Nikki girl in this tournament. I want to see what she can do.
She's not a wrestler.
Well, let's create it. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen.
Okay.
Guys,
Nikki, are you in the chat?
Listen. This is a perfect opportunity to mold somebody the way that we want them.
Okay. Somebody
get your heads here.
Just the game link. Give her just the game link. Go in and make yourself a fucking wrestler, man. Come have some fun.
Don't pressure the poor kids. You know, she
While
she
Nikki
can't
is working on that, I have yet someone else here.
She can't. She can make a wrestler. She can't join the tournament tonight or even
welcome to the asylum. What the fuck's up?
In about a week.
Hey.
Yeah.
Who
dat?
Minnie! It would be my sister.
Minnie, welcome to the fucking asylum.
I just have a question for Todd. Is Todd still there? Todd, I heard a lot today about your company. And I'm wondering, are you planning to release C.D. Parker?
No, I blocked him on everything, and I freaking put him in three-way match. I'm going to beat his ass for the next 9 weeks.
Okay, because you don't want to lose coins, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
I just got him in like
2 days ago. I didn't know who the hell he was.
Okay, I don't want to say too much, but you're aware that if someone is buying out from their contract from your company, you won't receive nothing, right?
You get shit.
If he buys out?
No.
That is something going on right now.
Yeah, something is going on. Someone was asked by C.D. Parker to be a GM. And the person who got asked to be a GM told him to fuck off this morning because she just don't have time. But after looking at all this shit, that person decided to be a GM in C.D. Parker company. And that person is planning to give, like, all the money to the wrestler he harassed. And all those wrestlers are planning to buy out from your company. So I don't know.
I already sent out a mass message to everybody in the company to block him, not to accept any matches from him.
But I just I'm a nice girl, so I'm just giving you the idea of what is going on right now.
Most of the people in my company right now, I know. So I'm not really worried about a whole bunch of people. And if anybody wants to buy out, they can leave. It's no sweat off my back.
No, but you are going to lose coins anyway because you don't want to release the douchebag. All right,
folks.
You don't want to release him because you don't
Mini
want
Fee
to lose
versus
money.
Caden Steele.
Well, I can.
Get to the
fucking
ring.
I mean,
shut up. Tournament time, fuckhead.
Razor versus Sibley. Truth versus Big Bogdan. Quite an interesting first round here, everybody.
Who? Let's see. Who wants to get their ass kicked now?
I will be jumping back and forth.
I can't. I'm not in the company.
Well, Kaden, stop being a little bitch.
Truth not off to a good start here. Waiting on Razor.
I guess I got to buy.
Yes, so far. Of course, in tonight's event, we do have Jonathan Ryo, Tank Girl, Missy, Crushing Kelly, Lord Amadeus, The Razor, Terrell the Truth, Minifee, Caden Steele, Big Bogdan, and Sibley.
Okay.
Big what?
I'm going to go support.
Come on,
Big
Caden, jump in the ring.
Bogdan? Yeah, Caden, it's
Bowden.
On you, brother.
Bowden.
No, I don't know.
There's no G in there.
Is this hardcore?
No,
it is not.
Fucking fantastic.
Shut up. You are going to put a power defense. You fucking motherfucker.
Of course it is. Come on, I want to face Caden. I want to kick his ass.
I want to kick Ryo's.
Of course, the winner will be facing Paige here tonight for the Pain Championship.
Why those people?
Somebody just shit themselves?
I was going to say, what the fuck?
That was gross.
It wasn't me.
No,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I refrain from burping a lot of the time. But I closed my mouth and burp.
It was a burp out your ass, was it?
No, when I was not an ass burp. Fuck.
Oh, Caden is starting to put a beating on Minifee here.
That's usual. I mean, I beat her all over the place, bedroom, kitchen.
But I like to be angry.
I don't need to know what you've done with my sister.
Okay, I'm watching the Bowden Truth match.
You,
it's anybody's match right now.
Yeah, that one is.
Enough
back and forth.
Who's ever making the stupid noises? Quit being juvenile.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck? I pity you.
Well, and Truth's getting the shit knocked out of him by Bowden. Come on, Truth.
Very,
come on.
Very nice there, John. What the fuck?
I don't know, but who's ever doing it, grow up or else you'll just be booted from the call.
Who the fuck is acting like Pee-wee Herman?
Well, we have a new person. Maybe it's them.
No.
That is funny if they're already trash-talking and they're brand new. That's hilarious to me. Keep it up.
That is awesome.
But trash talk, but Jesus, enough of the fart noises.
Does it piss you off?
No.
It's probably that fart.
Oh, then I think it does.
All right, back to Truth and Bowden's match again. Truth made a comeback. And
nice,
Bowden just totally face planted with that side headlock. Come on, Truth, legacy up.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
Come on,
same
Truth,
thing with Sibley and Razor. Anyone's matchup right here, right down to the wire.
Bowden wearing that headband looking like Danielson.
And congratulations to Sibley for advancing. Minifee just failed the neck scissors, so we'll see if Caden can go ahead and finish this here in advance.
No.
It's Karate Kid. Get it right for once.
And Karate Kid's name was Daniel.
Fuck off.
And Caden has advanced.
Yeah, that's right, you sons of bitches.
And
Truth,
is
Truth
going to
put him?
Truth, too. Truth put him away. Good match, though, Bowden.
Very nice. Quarterfinals,
really
we have Jonathan Ryo versus Caden Steele.
Jonathan who?
There's the link there. Lord Amadeus versus Crushing Kelly.
You got him,
Kelly.
Get him, Kelly. Get him, girl.
I hope Amadeus squirts some fucking hair product right in your eye.
As long as
of course, Missy Nightwalker will take on Sibley here. And Truth versus Tank Girl.
Oh, Jesus, Morphiel.
Damn.
Good luck to everybody. I couldn't have drawn this bracket up better if I tried.
And you didn't even try either.
You know how to draw, man.
Oh, I know more than how to draw. Oh, Amadeus and Missy both starting off. Both starting off here. Tank, of course, getting beat up pretty bad here. Truce is definitely whooping on her here.
Lord Amadeus,
Ryo with a good opening set here. Yep, and Amadeus has already won. Oh, damn. That was not pretty.
Well, he has to fight girls. He won't fight me.
You know, Amadeus is advanced. Kaden and Ryo's back and forth
Raiders
here. Anyone's match here.
Since his Raiders pussy-ass log got the ass whooped yesterday.
Someone's pissing off. Thank you. This is hilarious.
No, it's just I feel like I'm sitting next to my stepfather. Okay? Fuck. Bubbly ass farts. Oh my god, man. It's only going to shit himself any second and I don't want to be sitting next to that.
Oh,
thank
and
you.
Missy has advanced as well. Congratulations, dear.
Somebody's got to clean it up.
Oh, and Terrell went straight to a defense. And Carter. Oh, damn.
Looks like Jonathan beat.
I don't know what's funnier there. And Jonathan is going to put him away here.
Yep.
It looks like it is going to be.
Yep, Jonathan won.
Yep, Jonathan
nice
has advanced
trial.
Here.
I haven't.
Damn it.
So it is down to Tank and Truth to see who will advance here.
For the love of God, Truth, if you don't win, I am going to make this, seriously, hold it against you for the rest of your life. Absolutely.
Interesting matchup here. Okay, someone is breaking up really fucking bad here.
Is it
not me?
So I guess we'll see here what Tank has an answer for. Oh.
I got fuck.
Tank got nothing.
So I guess we will see right here if
Truth's got me.
Truth can put her away here.
He's got me. Come on, Brainbuster. Come on, come on. Yeah, now pin me, fuck. Jesus. Oh,
and Tank kicked out. She's got one shot.
Yeah, one shot. He's at 87 and I'm at 8. Yeah, one fucking shot, sure.
Yeah, it's typical.
Well,
I mean, Tank has always been a one-shot wonder.
it can be done, but...
He can't even get a full shot.
I did.
Yeah, it can be done. It's called the money shot, right in the chin.
No. Don't money shot in the eye. That shit stings, eh?
Oh,
and she caught him. Will this be the comeback?
If I come back, it's going to be fucking hilarious, man. I'm pregnant. I might pee my pants.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh. Anybody really need
oh.
Son of a fuck turd. I could have had him. Fuck,
and
nice,
Truth has
nice
advanced.
One. Nice one.
Really?
Very cool.
Story of your life right there, huh, Tank? Could have had him.
We have Jonathan Ryo versus Lord Amadeus. And, of course, that leaves Missy versus Truth.
Damn.
Good luck to the final four there. Be very interesting matchups here.
And I'm calling in someplace else, and I'm enjoying this.
Let's see. Come on, Missy.
Oh, and Jonathan is taking it to Amadeus. They both kind of messed up a little bit there. And
Truth, beat the fuck out of Sibeli. Eat her. Eat her face, man. Get her. Finish
Truth
her.
Truth ruin her.
Truth facing Missy.
Yes.
I'm flipping between. Come on, Truth. All right, and I'm flipping over to L.A. and Ryo.
Both matches are very, very mm-hmm. evenly based here. But, she did catch Truth, so he's going to play a little catch-up.
Yeah, and Ryo walks right into L.A.'s defense.
Very good matches here tonight.
Come on, Ryo. I know we hate each other and shit, but come on. Get it together. Let's go.
I'm like either of them. I don't care who the fuck wins.
Oh my God, Ryo. Why don't you do everybody a favor and just lay down like you do
don't
for everybody
good.
Else?
Good. Yeah, that's right. You got him.
Oh! And she caught Truth with the power D.
Fuck this. Did she really?
Yes,
damn.
She did. Here we go.
I'm spending my future for
dog
it. Legacy out.
What
down
the fuck?
Oh, and Terrell failed, and Ryo is out of there.
Suck my dick, motherfucker. You understand that shit?
Alright, so who the hell is in?
Oh, and Sabelli. So it's going to be Sabelli and LA in the final.
Oh, and Missy has... We mean Sabelli.
It's Missy. See, Missy. They both have red fucking hair and it's the same style. Okay?
So like I said, LA versus Missy right there. Here we go. Good luck.
Stay out of the order right now. Okay, who's the immature little fuck?
I don't know. So, someone's messing around a bit there.
Alright, down to Ellie and Missy.
Of course, the winner will face...
Oh, he caught him.
Don't have the nail.
Alright, you're a loser. We understand that.
Oh, here we go.
What the hell are you taking a fucking defensive move for? And then caught her with it. Oh, my God.
That's just L.A. being a bitch.
I'm a
very
He's
interesting.
A Raider fan. What do you expect?
Come on,
hey, wait. I'm a Cowboys fan, and I'm the biggest bitch there is.
Oh, this is true. That you're a Cowboys fan.
So it is very
it's true that I'm the
very
biggest
close
bitch there
here.
Is.
I'm not agreeing to that. Yeah, and so does your mama.
I know my
that's right,
Cowboys
I am a bitch.
Suck, so what's your point?
Gotta love when you get new callers on air and they start acting like little babies.
Wait.
Dress them up, I can't take
you
them
out.
Sounds like them, that's all.
Really? You sound
Let's
like
see
them.
Here. It's going to come down. L.A. is starting to work there, and he did catch her, so this
he
might be
again.
It.
Oh.
Yep.
So Sabelli's got to come back hard, or she's done.
It's Missy.
Tank.
Sorry, same fucking hair. She can beat the shit out of me later.
Oh,
LA won.
LA won.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that's
Not
hilarious.
So Amadeus has won. So it will be tonight.
Oh, look.
Listen,
look, ladies. Double
no,
matches.
No pulling of the hair. Paige and Amadeus. You can't pull each other's hair. Fight fair.
$20 says somebody pulls somebody's hair tonight.
Really?
And welcome to the chat.
Somebody puts a hand on your fucking throat.
So let me get that here. I will be starting to set that match up.
Set it up.
So let me go over there. So yeah, it's going to be two matches tonight, it seems.
What's the other match?
Amadeus had challenged Paige to a live match this week already, with a special with some special stipulations on that.
Why don't we put the stipulations in this match?
Oh,
make it a 2-for-1 deal.
What do you say, boss?
No. As a matter of fact,
I'm only going to wrestle Paige once tonight.
Paige's voice changed. It's very deep.
No, it's Dr. Claw.
Shut up, what? Aiden.
She has to clap?
Caden, that is Lord. That is LA. God, you're out of the loop. You are out of the loop. That's Mr. I'm a freak. I can't decide who I want to be.
Lord, I'm a douche nozzle. Lord, it's Sybil.
Wrong again.
Yes, Judgy, he is.
No, it's Lord, I'm a do whatever he fucking wants to. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Not on this goddamn show, he don't.
Mm-mm.
Walk into this fucking show, into a company I help fucking run, and challenge me to a win or lose.
Word of the day must be like winner
best
or something.
Laugh ever.
By the way, guys,
word of the day.
The match is live. There is the link. Good luck
all right,
to you both.
Get your arses to the ring.
Of course, this match is for the Pain Championship, live right now.
Come on. Let's go, Jerrica. Get her done.
And Jerrica did start off huge series. They supposed to be hurting a little bit after that one there. So we'll see here. I mean, this has seemed to have been Jer's championship here. So, oh, and he caught her. He did catch her. Very nicely done. Of course, we already have Crushing Kelly out there, as well as Alec. Oh, very fast-paced match here. Very nice. And War Dog is up there now as well. So, let me see here. And now we got Kane out
Jerrica,
there, and
you
Drew,
got this.
Holy shit. We got half the fucking place out here. Amadeus making the comeback, keeping it close.
Yes, true, that was
and
fun.
And he's hurting
Lord
again.
Amadeus got hurt again. And it's done.
Oh, and he kicked out.
Oh, you dumb fuck.
And she caught him with the defense. She caught him with the trick.
Come on, Pagers.
Just
stomp him good and hard before you leave the ring. Atta girl.
And congratulations to the new, or the still Pain champion, I should say. Successful retainment there. And
Razor just took off with your knives,
Razor,
man.
Razor, you bring my motherfucking knives back.
Yeah, you better.
Or
I've been
a whole new breed of hell that you've never fucking seen. There are three things you don't fucking fuck with me: my family, my friends, and my fucking knives, bitch.
If it's a whole new breed, is that like a mixed breed?
Hey,
like a mutt?
Shut up.
Right there is why we love you.
I promise. I came here in the mood to stab motherfuckers. I don't know who gets stabbed first, and like I told Morgan at the beginning of the show, I have people with pig farms. I'm not afraid to give their bodies to. I'm not afraid to take bodies to them. They will not find you. L.A., don't be laughing, because you're next.
Jesus
Morphiel.
So we do still have a second match here tonight coming up, but I am going to take a minute from that and kind of go back to what I talked about earlier. course, Weekend Warriors will be kicking off this weekend. And the other surprise, that's part of the reason I've been kind of flying back and forth making some deals, it will be live from the new Sacrifice Arena.
Shock.
I actually bought a fucking building.
Lord, I have a pussy. That's a good one, doggy.
So that will be coming up this week. Of course, a couple of the matches that have been mentioned booked last week. Electrified Hell in a Cell. Judgment will be facing Paige and Tank Girl.
Yup. We're not happy about it, but it is what it is.
Hardcore Iron Man rules. War Dog will be facing an opponent of my choosing.
Ha! I hear whispering in the background.
It's hilarious.
I am hearing that.
Keep it doing. Keep it going.
I know. I just want to know what it is.
Oh, no.
And kind of based on what I saw tonight, in that pain title match, we are also going to have Alec Remington versus Caden Steele.
I guess I'll wrestle the lower class jobbers. I mean, whatever.
Kane, you just got told to watch your back by Alec.
Yeah, okay. I'm scared.
Debt get paid, man.
Oh, no.
Alec?
Well, there won't be a much matter of watching it back because you guys are going to be face-to-face this weekend.
I like face-to-face.
Jobbers.
So this weekend it will be the two of you.
That's,
you know, since
pretty,
you guys decided you want to mix it up a little bit.
That is pretty, Kelly.
Oh my God! Now. They got you a beautiful purse and the shoes. Shut
Ooh,
up!
It's a knife.
Yeah, whatever. You two.
It's
like
a
eight.
Knife, motherfucker. It was pretty. Yeah. Engraved
but, you know,
on it with flames.
If y'all are gonna fight, I'm gonna get paid for it. God damn it.
My God, when did this show turn into Martha Stewart?
Shut the fuck up, Caden.
It's always been Martha Stewart. Just nobody never gave a shit.
Excuse me?
Ouch. That's low, man.
Excuse me?
Coming from Mr. Rogers over there telling stories. Seriously, shut the fuck up. Get on the trolley and get the fuck out.
No. Hang on, Caden.
Oh, shit.
I don't give a fuck if you're from Vegas, Venus, or around the corner from J-Lo's pussy. You do not come on my motherfucking show.
Whoa, listen, I would so hit J-Lo's pussy. Just saying. Carry on.
And thinking that you're some hot shit. That is why your bitch ass of all people, Pyrus motherfucking fired your bitch ass for whining.
Dude, you got fired by Pyrus?
You
Seriously?
Think I don't know who the fuck you are? You think I don't know where the fuck you've been? Motherfucker, I have known you.
Are you talking
to
me?
Yeah, I'm talking
to
you, Mr. Triple Todd, you two-bit bitch.
I'm not even saying nothing. And Pyrus fired me because his fucking punk ass couldn't beat me, and I was 22-1 as the heavyweight champion, bitch.
Why are you crying? Why are you crying, bitch?
Bitch?
You
motherfucker, I will beat your ass, make you my bitch on a fucking street corner. Talking about you're from a street?
Okay.
Motherfucker, you ain't seen a street in your life like I've been. I've been in the docks. I've been through everywhere. I don't cry anywhere to get my way. I take a fist and I slap a bitch in the mouth with it, just like you.
Wow.
Okay.
Not impressed.
And who is
Damn.
This?
This is motherfucking Morgan. This is a motherfucker who hosts this show. This is a motherfucker that has no qualms putting my knee so far up your ass that you're
Didn't
gonna
I
fucking
beat
take
your
the
ass today
on.
Already? Didn't
oh
I beat your
God.
Ass already today?
You no,
you
I don't think you did.
You
were saying you beat my ass.
He won an open challenge match the other day. Woo! Congratulations. There is
you
the achievement
what?
Of your fucking life.
Oh, my God. He's going to go stroke himself off of that? Really?
You
oh
want an open challenge
God.
Match? Motherfucker,
like
I lose more
bitch.
Open challenge matches than I win because I don't give a shit. I do them to give companies money.
He does. He jobs
okay.
in challenge
money, money,
matches.
Money, 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 money. Yeah, he does. I beat him all
I
the time.
I do them to build companies' banks.
You know what? Get him an attorney for a belt match. Fucking you up.
So when it's a match when it counts, your bitch ass gets whooped.
Listen,
plain,
Todd,
simple, period.
Todd Ace, was it you that actually planned the show on live, though? I mean, come on, really? Did you really make that rookie mistake?
What?
Did you really just slam this show live, though?
No, that wasn't me.
Who was it?
I don't know.
Somebody just got bitched out for no reason.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Is he talking to me?
It's been coming because, you know, I didn't fire on him on happy hours because it's not my show when he decided to, you know, think he borrowed a set of balls from somebody. But when you start coming and firing here and thinking no one's going to say anything... No. You're in the wrong motherfucking block for that shit.
You've already fired.
I will stick my foot knee deep up your ass every day of the week, twice on Sunday, and slap you around three times for the hell of it.
Okay.
And that's plain and simple.
I don't say so.
I say so. I know so. I will bank on it.
Posers.
That is
all
what I
do.
That is
ring,
who
bitch.
I am. Let's see. A, first off, I'm hosting a show. Second off, you're not even worth my time yet. Third off, unless it's a 5-minute match or an instamat or any sort of, like, you know, open challenge, your bitch ass ain't even anywhere close to my level in a company.
Mm-mm. Okay.
You got told,
I made an event. Your ass sets up a ring.
Okay.
It's a proven fact. Your biggest accomplishment. Wow, you went 21-1. Woo!
Yeah.
Big fucking deal. I've done that.
That company.
Hey, look, jackass.
Frick mouth.
I do that every day in companies.
Yeah,
in a ranked match.
With the heavyweight title, you do that.
Okay, prick mouth. Where the fuck?
Let's see. Okay.
Boy, where's LA?
You're gagging on cum, dude.
Hold on, people. Hold on. I ain't done with this bitch yet.
No,
motherfucker, I win titles better than your ass jobs. And considering the most of your time you spend in Instajob, that's a lot of fucking jobbing, which means I carry a lot of fucking titles. I went and looked your bitch ass up. You ain't done credible shit for shit anywhere in your entire bitch ass, two-bit, two-penny-licking motherfucking career.
Okay.
I've lost more credible titles than your bitch ass will ever see a shot at. So when you're done, fuck off.
Yeah,
if you don't like it, go gargle with some fast-moving buckshot. I recommend two barrels, and I got a 12-gauge for you if you can't find one.
Yeah, I've got a few you can borrow.
Like I said, all you got to do is get in the ring, bitch.
I am in the ring with you, bitch, and I'm kicking your bitching ass.
You're in the ring with who?
With you, bitch.
I didn't even know I had a fight.
Where am I?
See, you're sitting here running your fucking cocksucker, can't even pay the fuck attention.
Listen.
No, I was watching wrestling in the football.
No, listen, this Todd guy, he's actually making some sense.
Where?
I mean, listen, he's got quite the record. And yeah, we've all been fired from companies. We've all been fired from companies once or twice. Not by Pyrus, because Pyrus is a piece of shit. But regardless, we've all been fired from companies.
Fired for the first time and sacrificed in it.
And he walked into my desk. Live on air.
Caden, have you been fired for crying?
I've been fired for making people cry.
No, that's why he got fired for.
Well, regardless, he's obviously a sensitive guy, and he's got titles. Have you listened to him rant?
Take that shirt off, bitch. Take that shirt
off. He's already gone. I took out the trash.
Yeah, take that shirt off.
I got someone else here to bring on. Well, I had someone to bring on. They hung up. Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's important. They'll call back. And I'm going to challenge
you. I already went in and took out the trash.
I beat ya. Now take off my shirt.
But yet the trash is still here.
Waffle. Who the fuck are you? Okay, everybody got all quiet and dumb shit like that?
Yeah,
where'd everybody go?
Where'd everybody go?
I'm just sad you got rid of my buddy Todd. I mean, I was going to bond with him. I was really going to bond.
Sorry.
We were going to hang out. We were going to talk.
Oh, Kelly, that is a gorgeous knife, and she knows how I like a jackknife. Thank you, my darling. I love it.
John.
I was going to take him under my wing, along with the 21-year-old under the other wing.
You like him 21, don't you?
I do like him 21, actually. That's why I kind of walked
away from
you. All right,
I'm going to start getting some of these people back up here. Welcome back, Kelly.
Hi, Uncle Morgan.
Hello, my darling girl.
How you doing?
Kelly, you have a voice that is so perfect and a mouth that's so pretty.
And I got someone else to bring on here before the shit keeps getting deeper here.
Did you just pull up
the
bruise?
What the fuck's up?
Oh, my God.
It's War Dog.
War Dog, what's going on?
How bad?
Not much.
Dog talks.
That was quite a tongue-lashing you gave old Todd there, man.
Wasn't it beautiful?
There were a couple of things that were said earlier. I didn't say anything. I let go. I thought it was time.
Yeah, definitely.
So is Nino...
Here we go here. What the fuck's up?
You is a funny motherfucker. You should be ashamed of yourself, but you're funny as fuck.
True.
How you doing, brother?
I really like the way once dude said it wasn't me, and you didn't give a fuck. You just kept going at him.
I wonder. No. Hold on. Time out. I wonder where the fuck he learned that from.
He's been listening to the truth. That's why he knows it.
It's kind of simple on that. There were several points that I let slide earlier, and like I mentioned,
no,
I let slide on Saturday.
No, you were invested, bro. You had already started ripping to his ass. You was already invested. It didn't matter if he did it or if anybody else did it. You was already invested.
Oh, no. If he wouldn't have started something earlier, I would have said, all right, my bad. I've admitted when I'm wrong. It doesn't happen often, but I have admitted when it does.
And Morgan's
always
wrong.
Oh, shit.
Morgan, you did not boot the man from the show. Tell me you didn't do that.
Oh, I booted him from the air. He's still on the show. I just booted him off the air.
Oh, come on.
Call back in, Vegas. Fuck your name is. Call back in.
Todd, call back
but
in.
But, I mean, damn, when no one else can get shit going here,
I'm just saying, man. It's
Morgan,
like, the motherfucker said he didn't do it. He all but said, I'm sorry. He didn't do the shit.
I will let you know that I did mute a motherfucker in chat.
I'm sorry, we missed that.
Yeah.
I saw someone got muted here, and I see I got someone else here on hold here.
Look at you trying to run the party line. Go ahead, Morgan.
I got a lot of motherfuckers in here tonight. What the fuck's up?
Hello?
Holy Rhino Coronation.
Yeah, slow down on beating up on the keyboard. Damn, they send people to jail for beating kids like that.
His name is Ray Rice.
Fucking muted.
Damn
the
keyboard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the keyboard.
You're supposed to type with your finger.
Realm, knock it off.
It's not Realm.
Mute your fucking self.
Whose is it?
It's not Realm. Realm is not here.
Is
and I just saw someone on live. Who the... What the fuck's up?
My name is Joel Nino, calling out of California.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know where everybody's from.
Okay, I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Are we really
from Home of Christian. Who the fuck are you?
Well, my name is Truth. I'm from Vegas. I like long walks on the beach. I'm an Aquarius.
You forgot one thing, Truth. You forgot one thing.
Yeah,
Walmart red wine and Newport.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay.
I think we do. We have a troll.
I think I got a troll.
Oh, and isn't the Nino Joel the guy you muted?
Yeah, in
the chat.
Yeah,
he was the one that was muted in chat.
Yeah, by the way, the show ain't for people in prison, brother. This is from an event. And if you don't like it, pretty much go gargle some fast moving buckshot and fuck off.
Stop playing. You have just joined the show. This is Mordred. You have just joined the show. This is Mordred's macrame circle. We're talking about a cross stitch. Do you have any input on that?
From macrame to cross stitching? What?
Look, I know what the fuck that is. Come on now, you sound good.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Mordred.
Yo.
Mordred.
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I got a little excited here. I found something absolutely awesome to give to you for an early Xmas present online.
It better be
so
awesome.
I'm sending it express.
And give it to him for Thanksgiving, early Thanksgiving Day present, man. You can give gifts on Thanksgiving.
I got a little excited. I couldn't wait. So there.
Here you go, Uncle Mort. Hungry wolf, whiskey, howling good. Gonna get some of that.
Nice. Of course, granted,
That's fucking great. I'm sorry.
Hey, wait. Everybody just shut up for a minute.
Why? Oh, fuck.
How about because I asked people to? Because if not, never mind. It doesn't matter fucking now.
Never mind.
Why? The moment has passed.
Thank you very much there, Kelly.
You're welcome, Uncle Mordred.
Jesus. What a crazy fucking night tonight. God damn.
Y'all don't even know who the hell this is yet. We are not trying to even figure it out. Fuck y'all, that was funny.
Dude, it has just been... Wow. Crazy-ass fucking night for damn sure.
Remember that Martha Stewart crack earlier?
Yeah.
That was me, you dumbass.
Okay.
It's Rowdy, you dumb fucks.
Oh, shut the fuck up,
Jesus.
Rowdy, come on, Rowdy.
You guys
couldn't freaking even realize who the hell is making the damn fart noises?
Is that you?
Rowdy, come on. Rowdy,
hey,
do not
Rowdy.
Admit to that thing. Rowdy, don't say anything
Rowdy.
Else. Rowdy, don't say
you
another word.
You know what? You should have just kept your big fucking mouth shut like Truth is giving you the advice to do, because none of us give a shit. The reason nobody knew it was fucking you, because you are under the fucking radar. Nobody fucking cares. Go the fuck on somewhere. Better yet, shut up. Better yet,
walk right
do
into
what
that
Morgan
one.
Likes to tell. Do what Morgan likes to tell people to do. Do us all a fucking favor and go gargle with some fast-moving goddamn buckshot and
woo!
Get the hell out of here.
Walk right into that one. And on that note, I'm getting the fuck out of here because it's about to get violent.
Yeah,
I have a family coming home here in the next couple of minutes, so adios, assholes.
Love you, Trey. Night-night, Truth.
Later, brother.
Peace out, people.
Rowdy, why is it that he shows up when other people aren't here to trash talk? I'm like, oh, I don't know, Susie?
Whoa.
Oh, he already hung up and ran.
My phone's like pinging. Holy shit.
Oh.
Bing, bing, bing.
Probably the government coming after you.
Yeah, he hang up and ran.
Goodbye, motherfucker.
Of course he did.
But you see, that's all right, because, like I said, I was bringing people on and such, like I always do. But that's cool. Let me see here, because I got
Mordred,
a little something.
Mordred, I need to take a walk.
Okay, go practice with your new knife. Learn the balance.
Hang on.
Shit.
Why, what? Why, what's going on?
I'm just a little pissy. I'm not going to stab people in the studio. I'm going to go find Razor, who's in some back alley with my fucking knife. And I swear to God, I'm going to kill him.
I bet you it's the same back alley I've taken my ladies to.
But, you see, just because I'm sure he is still listening around somewhere, this tells you the mentality level of one Mr. Mild Harrison. He called in from his phone.
We got a phone number.
What a dumb knob. Call his ass.
Oh, no, I'm not going to call him, but you see,
give me
he could have kept, you know, raising some chaos, you know, actually doing something at least to distract and grip me without saying who he was, but now I got his fucking number.
Hey, Mordrin, I have something that fits Rowdy very well.
So,
what would you do with a brain if you had one?
So now I know exactly who he is when he tries to do that whole slide in the back door thing again.
I think we're being so hard on him. He's very misunderstood.
Yeah, he is very misunderstood.
I think he's just trying to
I still completely misunderstand why the fact that somehow some sort of joke is allowed to drop in.
And everyone, who the fuck?
What in the hell?
Now that we have everyone's attention.
Judgy!
What the fuck's up?
What's up, Judge? Nice fight last night. Or whenever
Caden, it was a good fight. I know now, after going back and looking at the tapes, the referee was somehow or another paid off by I Love My Hair Gel and King Out Loose.
Really?
Well, he's speaking of him, I got him on the air.
I've been trying to be nice to Lord Amadeus, you know, trying to get on his sweet side so maybe we can work out a deal.
No. See, the thing with Lord Amadeus is, and actually, in order to carry the name of Lord, you don't have to be a douche. So for now on, Judgment proclaims, everyone, do not address him as Lord Amadeus. Just call him
douche
Amaleus. And as far as King Outlaw goes, in order to carry the title of King, then you have to
stop
be
right
somewhere.
There.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm gonna sit back and let these two fire at it. So, I want to see this.
I would like to fire some stuff at Freaky, but I can't because somebody has them captive. Bullshit.
Oh, hang on. I'm going to leave these two on here just to fire it out themselves.
Judgment.
Yes, King Outloose, Mr. Outloose, what do you want now? I came on here. I left the companies, like I said, last week after you paid off the referee.
You're not done yet. You see, tonight there was going to be a match between Lord Amadeus and Paige. Guess who is taking Amadeus's place?
His wife, Sasha. Your wife,
you.
Sasha.
You.
Me? You're going to fight Paige? Wait, what?
And, just like last week, there is a stipulation. You see, you lose, and Freak does not get set until happy hour. He's already lost a lot of weight.
Lost.
Think he's around the 150 region now. That's not good for a man of 6 foot stature. You can see every broken bone in his body. The cracked ribs, the shattered legs, the blown out kneecaps. Oh, and of course the missing fingers. They're always my favorite. Did you get that other finger that I left for you?
Like I said, when I catch you,
if
no, ain't gonna be no if, I will catch you. And not only am I going to be able to beat your ass, I have assembled a band of knights, as we like to call it, and we're going to slay the king.
Your band of merry men? Or are they all wearing tights, too? Do they prance around and sing joyful songs?
Just keep on, because the more you torture me, the more you break my husband. I'm just going to bottle all this up, and then when I catch you, whether it be in a parking lot, whether it be anywhere in the mall, in the local 7-Eleven, whether you walking into the grocery store, I will pick a fucking cucumber up and obliterate you with it.
You see, Judge, that's the thing. You're not going to catch me. You're not going to find me, because unlike everyone else, I stay hidden. I don't let my enemies get the upper hand by any means. I sit back and I watch you squirm and writhe and all the pain in the world, knowing there's not a thing you can do to stop me.
Well, I'm going to stop you, all right? In time, I will stop you, and I will get my belt back, and I will stand victorious over your broken body as I look down at it, and I'm going to do to you twice as much as you've done to my husband.
I don't think so, because you're never going to get freaked back if you keep up at this rate. And now, tonight, like I said, you're filling in for Amadeus. And let's not forget the stipulation. So, Paige, I hope you're listening. Which do you value more, Freak's health and Judgment's happiness, or your place in the company? Judge, this is
Since she was addressed, I'm going to bring her on right now.
I already have a match against him this weekend. I'm not doing two matches in 1 week. Fuck off and go to hell.
Oh, Paige, you were just so excited to do two matches in one night. Either way, if you don't compete, I still won't feed Freak. So do you want to have that chance to let Freak have some little piece of happiness in this dark hell? Or are you going to be that selfish and watch him waste away? Do you have what it takes to beat your brother? Do you have the nerve to stand above him and say, look, your husband is going to starve because of me? Or are you going to swallow your pride and walk away?
Not doing it.
Well, I will throw a little bit of a caveat in the whole part of the leaving stip. I'm going to change that part a little bit. Just because I can't lose a GM.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, I can't lose one of my GMs in there, and Judge is part of a tag team, so even if he were to lose...
So am I.
Then that jeopardizes, you know, one of my teams, which, you know, affects my pocketbook. But what I will put on the line is something I think both people will be motivated to fight for. You see, I have a stack of contracts for this upcoming pay-per-view that I haven't assigned to matches yet. So to the winner, they will get to sit in my chair and fill out a contract for one match.
Very well. I like how your mind works. But still, Judge, you lose and your husband starves. Paige?
Somewhere, someday, somehow, I'm going to get my hands on you. And when I do, you would be safer in an elevator with the two football players compared to what I'm going to do to you, outlaw.
one thing wrong there. I'm not a woman or a child, so I'd be fine either way. A nice try. Until then, I'm going to watch the match and enjoy every minute of it. You both know it's right.
Don't you agree?
Anxious to see how this works. All right,
folks. I did promise the audience a live match tonight as a first of the live standard match, and I do not disappoint on that. So let me, as I am queuing this up, you know, maybe if this thing decides to fucking cooperate with me today. Damn. Oh, I was going to say everybody went quiet, but there's a reason for that.
We're muted, boss.
And I brought everybody back on, including someone else, another person live. What the fuck's up?
Talk, motherfucker.
You talk first. I already talked.
Where's the new person?
Yeah, fucking where's the talk. Noob? Where are you, newbie?
Does newbie have a boobie? Two of them?
Well, it's a girl. She might have at least one, but we don't know, you know. She might have had a mass mastectomy.
Fuck this new person. Carry on. Move on.
I was waiting to hear. Alrighty, folks. The match is live. Good luck to both competitors. As I said, with me changing the part up there, whoever wins will get to book one match at the pay-per-view. There is the link for everybody there in the chat.
I'm going. Let me see.
You sound like a carnival worker.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Drumming up some business for a carnival.
What the fuck? This is a goddamn asylum, not motherfucking Carney Circle.
Sorry, man.
Jesus.
Contract match? I missed
the winner. The winner of the match will get to fill out a contract. And now that doesn't necessarily have to mean it's for their match.
Okay.
It is a complete blank contract.
So they can make a match between two people that they want to see tear the part out of each other? Tear the shit out of each other? Whatever. I know what I meant to say. I'm stoned.
Oh, yes, they can.
All right.
They very well can book that match.
Folks, I'm at ringside here with this match, and we got quite the match going on. Paige is doing a number on Judgment, but don't be afraid. I mean, Judgment's quite the closet worker, if you know what I mean. I mean, Jesus, he's got some tricks. He's got some skills, if you know. So if anybody's wrestled him, they know he can last.
Well, you would know all about his staying power, but I don't need to know about that.
Oh, I would, yes. In fact, you should come over
sometime. I'll pass on that.
All right. Well, open invite, open house, open light. I mean, anyways.
Yeah. Like I said, that's between y'all and y'all's business. More power to you, but I will pass on that one.
Oh, that fucking asshole outlaw.
Oh, and Outlaw appears on the Tron.
Get that shit off the screen.
And the Razor taunting Paige with her own knives from the crowd.
Judge, don't. Listen, don't get distracted. Fuck!
Oh!
Come on, girly.
He I got
shot
on the match.
Judge has been disqualified.
Oh, damn it, Judge-a-roo.
He disqualified himself so he could go take care of his man. That's the only reason that happened.
Oh, man. No.
Oh,
my God. No. No, you can't starve free.
missed it. Guess who's back?
Like I said, one sick son of a bitch, Mr. Outlaw.
And I see I have a caller in queue. I see I have two of them in queue, but I see one particularly I have in queue. So, this is going to be fun.
Hmm? Fun, you say?
Oh, I'm about to. What the fuck is up? Yeah, go ahead and run, you fucking special ed retard.
This is great.
Yeah, I saw you call back. And you see, that was the bad thing is that the dumb fuck gave me his phone number. So now I know exactly when you're going to call in, Rowdy.
Mordrin.
Yes, sir.
When did you hire Sasha as a referee for this company? Because I'm looking at the footage. Outlaw, don't do that.
Outlaw, you just
the referee was fucking Sasha.
I have a subcontractor policy for referees, so pretty much anyone that can pass a basic test... like, sign your name.
That's why the fucking ring smelled like cabbage.
Can ref. As to who it was, halftime, that's what I have a road agent for. They take care of that shit.
Well, your road agent is pissing me off.
That I have a road agent. They'll, they normally take care of all that.
Some shit.
So, I mean, yes, yeah, someone's typing again here. Not
Sorry.
As bad as before, thank God.
The other wasn't me
and,
typing. That time it was me.
I do got someone else who has been waiting here. I was finishing the match first. To bring on real quick here, because I know they've got something to say and promote as normal. What the fuck is up?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Sean!
Good evening.
How you doing, non-sadistic one?
Sean! All right, we get to hear about your little show coming up with Cordell Walker, Texas Ranger.
You fucker.
Wow.
I've already been on
Damn.
One show tonight. This is the second one that I'm on, so...
Nice.
Yeah, well, the first one wasn't that pretty, but we'll get into that later. Ladies and gentlemen, this Wednesday, on a very special edition of PWR Slam, episode number 50... it's going to be Vordelker, Big Russ Jones, and the Soul Shooters, Drew Skills, and Poisonous Apollo Star. And October 1st, the one-year anniversary spectacular, 3 hours live, 1 hour after party that you must be called in for with Road Warrior Hawk. And a very special tribute to
wow.
Road Warrior Hawk and Road Warrior Animal.
If Road Warrior Hawk was calling in, I swear to God I would be there.
Yeah.
I would want to hear this.
That's okay. I always get them mixed up. Now I know it's just Animal calling in.
Animal's a badass. How do you mix that up? He was the muscle.
I just, yeah, I just
Yeah.
And after the hiccup, welcome back, Paige.
Hey, doll.
Paige is a walking hiccup. I mean, hey, welcome back.
And it dropped. She dropped again. She's having some technical problems calling in from remote,
Brockman.
So.
Johnny, it sounds like I'm going
to
be fun
tonight to listen to you just rant on Todd Disgrace, who has no place in WU because he smells like poo.
Oh, God, don't pull a John. Where is he? Don't do it.
Echo.
Oh,
echo.
Someone's got an echo.
I hear it, too. Oh, no.
Seriously, what's up with Dr. Seuss?
No, man. There's this one guy named John who calls in to PWR, okay?
The Grappler?
No, it's a way different John. nothing to do with us.
Yo.
And he sings a song for the guests, and every fucking word rhymes. I'm not kidding. It rhymes, and it gets annoying. And it's just like, oh, my God, do we really have to put up with this fucker? Yes, Tanky, we do. Oh, man, tell me when it's
so
over.
So you mean you're not Tanky, Spanky, Ramey, Bamey?
Yeah. It's Tanky, Spanky, Wanky, Planky, I don't know. Smoking the
dank.
Oh,
my goodness.
Spanky, Wanky.
Judgy, wedgy, mudgy, kawudgy, pudgy.
I think that is the official King Outloose name, Spanky Wanky.
I thought you called him King Poutlaw earlier.
I did. I put the P instead of the O.
I thought it was great.
Stop it. Listen, stop, Outlaw.
Yeah, I'm seeing here this what's going on.
What do you want? I'm just...
The freak, eat your boogers. It's okay. It's you can now. It's all right.
Fuck ew, him. God.
Well, what's he gonna eat?
Oh,
what's he gonna eat? Something to fuck.
That's just nasty. Anyway.
Yeah. Just understand. I'm gonna shut up.
Yeah,
I'm too stoned. I'm too stoned for that.
I can tell. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yep. I'll just sit here and sip my green tea and be quiet.
Oh, damn.
Look, you sick son of a bitch. Knock it off. Find
we are all going to go on the hunt for King Outloose.
And now, with some technical difficulties being fixed, welcome back, Paige.
Hey, Paige.
You're fading out a little bit. Fix it.
Two things.
There you go.
Two.
One, two. Test.
I know where my contract's going. You and I can talk later. I may announce it next week on the radio. Maybe. Second thing, Sasha. The pay-per-view.
Uh-huh.
I want Razor's ass.
Mmm.
Well, on that note, I will be launching a scene later on this week. So you've been around long enough in companies I run and companies I GM for, you know where that goes.
Razor, you're mine.
Listen, anyone who's been around companies I run, they know that I will book matches on the air, but other than that, I have scenes for a fucking reason.
Oh, no. See, my match, my contract, I want to say it on air.
Well, that's different. That's a special stipulation, but you just challenging Razor, that goes in the scene.
Legos in the scenes, Bean.
Okay, Bubba. Are you okay?
Just watching Outlaw Torture Freak.
Yeah, I see that. I'm trying to ignore it. It's not happening.
Yeah, I've been watching that a little bit here. I do have one thing to address as I've been kind of going back and forth with the different pay-per-view newses. Now, at Radical Sacrifices, I, of course, kicked off the Tag Team Battle Royal. Now, due to a booking error, there was one team that was left off completely that has been there, and then one team that joined up right before, so they... right before I started the tournament, but I did not see them in time, which was my mistake on that. Now, I'm a little different than most owners.
No.
As everybody knows. You know, I'm the guy that shows up to work. The hell with bringing a bottle? I got my own fucking bar in my office.
Damn right.
So, of course, the winner of the Battle Royal will become the new Tag Team Champions. And they will be facing the winner of Margaritaville Mahler and Mrs. Kelly Glaze versus Gorgeous Nightmare. Those two teams
Gorgeous
will square off. This weekend, the winners will be the number one contender. Gorgeous Nightmare, Queen Steffers, and King Outlaw.
You know, it's a shame that you have such a lovely lady as Queen Steffers tag teaming with a sorry, no good excuse, scared little Rowdy Harrison wannabe.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Don't be so hard on Rowdy.
Why not?
I think he has potential.
Yeah, he had the potential if he wasn't just a little bit of a D-bag.
You're a D-bag.
Oh, you're a D-bag.
Well, Hayden, you're a D-bag.
He does have potential. I'm sure he would make a really nice corpse in a morgue somewhere.
I can help with that.
Oh. Oh, ah, oh.
What, somebody using their teeth instead of their lips? What is happening right now?
Freak just got branded.
Again?
You know what, Outlaw?
In the ear.
I'm just going to say this one time and one time only. For you and Lord love my hair gel and his your little freaking razor leg skank wife. There's a special group returning.
Guess who's back?
I love it.
Really? Because everybody should hate it.
Alrighty, folks. We are actually getting down towards the wire here. I got quite a few people on the line here, so we are going to start promoing things out here. Judge, what you got?
Tune in soon, because some people are actually going to be returning. King Outlaw, you, Sasha, and the guy that wears more hair gel than Eddie Murphy did in The Nutty Professor will be facing your hell soon.
Speaking of that, Kaden, what you got?
Folks, things are about to change around here real quick. And it's going to be real hardcore. Stay tuned.
Yay!
Tank, what you got?
What do I got? Well, I don't know if Wardog... is Wardog still on air? Still have one with us? If not...
Well, I got someone that just literally dropped in the queue here, so...
Oh, okay. Well, fuck it. All right, I'm going to
bring them on
balls.
When you're done here.
I'm going to promote Balls to the Wall Wrestling. Go see
War Dog Alpha for, I guess, an invite. I'm not sure if he's doing contracts. But, yeah, it's pretty much you, budding company. And, Judge, I'm not opening up your message because you make me laugh and snort on air again. I'm going to smack you. So, yeah, get your ass to balls to the wall wrestling. You fucking asshole. You prick. No, fuck you.
Oh, Lordy.
Fuck, Judgey.
Sean, you got anything else you want to toss out there tonight, brother?
Just make sure to check our Facebook page for announcements and such.
All righty. I do got someone else here I'm going to bring on real quick in case they want to toss anything out here. What the fuck's up?
He called you a tosser.
Hey, it's Kelly.
Kelly Welly.
Kelly,
what you got tonight?
Did you come to hang out with me?
Caden, shut up.
That's a yes.
I do have something to promote. I have my new company, Hounds of Justice Hardcore Wrestling. 1,000 coin payout per match. Hit me up for an invite.
Send your aunt one.
Alrighty.
I should go make sure I'm not holding any titles in NWN and leave there.
Who was it that said they wanted an invite?
Oh, shit.
Paige.
You're breaking up again.
Yes,
I told Kelly.
Thank
you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
And speaking of which, since you're there, what you got to promote tonight?
Everybody come back next week. Just in case you want to hear the announcement on where the contract's going. I'll give you a little hint. It will be at the pay-per-view.
Mm-mm.
It will involve some bloodshed.
Probably yours.
It will involve pain. Kate, shut up so I can make it hear you real quick.
I don't know. You don't have a knife.
Oh, I've still got plenty of knives. Remember, Kelly gave me one.
But it's so pretty.
Blood. I'll still beat it.
All right, folks, I got several things. I got several things here to promote tonight. Just because I saw people out here in the chat that I know normally promote stuff. Of course, first off, I do know here, Malice Island is always looking for talent. So I know Angel always promotes that. You can always see her. Or Shino is now back. You can always hit him up for an invite as well. Looks like a very interesting company. Another company getting back on track is, of course, Graveyard Championship Wrestling. Of course, run by another member out here in the chat that's always here, Queen Steffers.
Yeah, she's okay.
Place has a huge amount. I call him whatever the hell I want, Angel, and he knows it. He can live. As I was saying, over 20 championships, there is always something going on. Now that place is going to get rolling again. So definitely, you know, see Outlaw, see Steffers. If you have any other GMs, go ahead and put them in the chat because I have no fucking clue who all they are. Definitely a company worth checking out. Of course, all these matches tonight that you've seen, the tournament tonight, the big pay-per-view news, all involved with Sacrifice Championship Wrestling. Of course, the company that I own, Jerrica is a GM. Of course, Missy also is one of my GMs. She does most of the inviting. Your best bet's probably to ask her for an invite, unless you actually catch me here on the air.
Or me, somewhere I'm always around. I just may be hiding and killing things.
There is the scene as well from Malice Island. I have been informed the other two GMs in Graveyard are Truth and Bob Sapp. So yeah, believe it or not, Truth is back at GMing. So a couple of us have been in companies with where he's done it before.
Been about time.
And I think Bob Sapp's doing tag.
Bob Saget?
Sab.
I heard Saget.
I heard Sab and Saget.
I think he's doing the tag. He was posting a Siamese twin thing today.
Is he with Jesse Kassopoulos?
Now, there is a theme for radio awards going around. I don't have the link, so if anyone has the link, go ahead and feel free to throw it in there because I don't fucking have it. But that is going on there. So definitely get in there. If anyone has a scene around, I was hoping Icon would be here because I know he has a damn thing. However, he is not, so be it. And I actually think I actually got all the promotions done out of the way early tonight. Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow.
So holy shit. Miracles never fucking cease, people. Let me see here. What the fuck was that? Oh, okay. Got it.
Can't see?
What the fuck?
Will somebody answer the fucking phone? Good lord.
Who's getting called?
Hello?
Hey, Justin.
My name is Justin.
Oh, hey, it's Aaron.
That's great.
I can't come out tonight.
What?
I'm going to see this girl.
But I thought we were going to have an orgy.
No. Her name is Candy.
Oh,
I don't care what
my
her
lord.
I got to go see it.
What? Oh, hell no. I know a girl who's tough with pain. More like sour. She's fine, she can't be mean. I'll fucking beat her. She's got everything
really?
That I desire. Yeah, well, she's missing a few inches. Set summer sun on fire. I'll light her on fire.
Jesus,
is she
fucking
here?
What? God damn.
Aw, you guys got your hopes up. Aw.
Of course, speaking of which, where that song was, I know where that song was supposed to be coming from. What's the story behind that there, Caden?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do, Caden.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just over here drinking my beer. I'm watching Alec talk his shit, drinking my beer.
That was supposed to be to a certain show.
Hey, yo. You ready? Let's do it.
So what I'd like to know is what's up with the show?
What's up with the show?
Spoof Radio will be coming to you when you're least expected. Yeah.
Can't wait. Last one.
And that's what motherfucking show.
Spoof Radio coming soon.
Like I said, I knew where the fuck it was for.
What the fuck is wrong with this thing?
Yeah, Kane, you don't know your songs. What's up, bud?
Me? I just don't care.
You called me that day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my fucking God. Normally I tell Tank to put down the fucking joint. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, put down.
Put down the beer? That's a motherfucking sin. Fuck that.
He has a candy bar in his hand.
Something's affecting his brain. Oh, wait, he doesn't have one.
I don't have a button. I can leave.
Okay, someone's breaking up really fucking bad.
Hi.
Hello.
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 There we fucking go.
Hola, ¿qué pasa?
Yeah, fuck all that. Dos cervezas.
Punani.
Punani? What are you talking about punani for?
Tu mama. Tu mama. Que es tu mama?
Jesus fucking Christ. Talk about a fucking night.
I hear you, boss. I hear you.
Alrighty, folks. I am going to send us out of here. Of course, as I mentioned already, Weekend Warriors will be starting this weekend. I'm going to send us out with the actual official song for Weekend Warriors. Of course, this has been Asylum Radio on Back to Basics Network.
Yeah.
Jesus. So here we go with the official song. Peace out, fuckers.
Later.
Down.